WOKV News time is 8:41, and we connect at this time every day with our guys in Washington. Fox's Ryan Schmelz is following a number of storylines. Ryan, I was visiting with my eighth grader, who's there in D.C. for their eighth grade class trip, and they were talking about the Secret Service and all the attention in the motorcade for the, is it the King of Jordan, the first Arab leader to visit the White House under the new administration?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah.
The first Arab leader visiting the White House since President Trump took office. It'll be the second foreign leader to visit, I believe.
One would have to imagine the idea of transforming Gaza into something palatial compared to what it is right now has to be on the agenda.
It's supposed to be on the agenda, but the King of Jordan said last week that he strongly opposes President Trump's plans to take over the territory and remake the territory. So while they had their disagreements, I think the future of Gaza certainly still will be very much on the agenda. We just don't know where they're going to land or if they're making any progress there at all.
All this coming as the vice president is overseas, and he's been making headlines for this with this AI summit. Update us on what's happening there.
With the AI summit?
Yeah, in Paris, I believe the vice president is there, right?
He's supposed to be there, yes. And yeah, an AI summit, obviously, this is going to be probably one of the biggest issues that might get bipartisan support over the next couple weeks or throughout this Congress, probably. There's an AI task force that the House is working on and kind of put some recommendations out there. I believe they re-upped that task force again to fulfill this Congress. It's been bipartisan. Then you also have one on the Senate side as well. So that's where it's going to probably come down to is how the administration wants to regulate AI and if they're going to be on the same page with Congress on it.
And Ryan, you talk about being on the same page in Congress. The House and Senate kind of have competing plans on spending. Where is that developed and what do you see as kind of the path forward for the remainder this week?
So the Senate is going to go forward. Senate Republicans are going to move forward with marking up their bill that is going to have border security, national security, as well as energy involved in it. And then you also have the House still trying to figure out what their bill is going to look like. There's been some disagreements on spending numbers and how they cut spending and make a difference there because they're trying to do tax policy with their one big bill. And, of course, when you can only afford to lose two Republicans, there becomes a number of disagreements when it comes to getting everybody on the same page. So those disagreements continue, and they have not come up with a specific number just yet.
Might there be a snowstorm in the forecast as well that could delay things this week?
We'll see if that's going to have a delay. It could be a problem for the Senate because they're still in the middle of confirmation votes. They're expected to do Tulsi Gabbard either tonight or tomorrow. But I think they wanted to get the ball rolling on at least a couple of them towards the end of the week. So maybe that might play a factor in that, but we'll have to wait and see just how much snow we get and if it's going to delay Congress at all.
Indeed, we'll be plugged in for updates. Fox's Ryan Schmelz walking through the halls of the Capitol right now, actually, working his sources and continuing to bring us the very latest developing news out of Washington. Appreciate it.